Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. This is the 10th Shiur of Siyata Dishmaya, the Inyan of Hiddur Mitzvah. We've already seen a flaw. What we saw was that the Yisod of Hiddur is Mitzvah the Gavra, that the Gavra is a Machshav, the Mitzvah, and when you have a Mitzvah in a Mufchar, that's also connected to Hiddur, as we saw in the previous Shiur, because he's doing it in a Mahudadik way, and that Mufchar Dikakiyom is Hiddur. Because he's showing that he's machshiv the mitzvah, we're doing it in the choicest way. So that's obviously the distilled version of what we learned until now. I hope you listened to the first 9 shiurim. And now we're going weiter. We can now explain the rif. The rif, we want to understand, writes that the halacha is like the rabbanon who says that lulav ein tzarech eged. However, miu agdina leili hidurei be'alma. Tano rabbanon lulav mitzvah logdo kasher. So he says that lulav doesn't require eged. However, we are ma'aged it from mere hither. As it says, lulav, it's a mitzvah to be ma'agid, but if you didn't do it, it's kosher. So what does this mean? So we saw in Rashi, the Torah brings Rashi, that it's a chiyuv. Zek heliv anveyu is a chiyuv. Eged is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to do the eged. So why does the Rif say, no, you don't have to? Meaning the Rashi says you have to do it, but if you don't, you're still yotze. That doesn't mean you don't have to do it. You have to do it. So what does the Rif mean when he says, lulav ein tzarech eged miu hagdina levi durei ba'alma? The Rif is talking about the yisod dina eged shevalulav. Does it require eged or not require an eged? And regarding that, the Rif concludes that it doesn't require an eged. It's not miguf mitzvahs halulav. U'mashikain tzarechu eged bo'ifin shel tzarechu mitzvah. That it does require, Rashi says it's a chiyuv mamish. It's not because of the eged itself. But the union of the eged, it's only a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's not a chiyuv, it's not an absolute, it's not an obligation. It's nice to do it for the as far as the live is concerned. The chiyuv in the mitzvah is because lahadure ba'alma, what's lahadure ba'alma? In order to be machshiv, hachshavas ha-mitzvah. Mailas ha-gav rabbeinu be'etzem ha-mitzvah b'gufa inyan ha-eged. It's not in the etzem ha-mitzvah, it's not in the gufa inyan ha-eged, it's mitzvah the gavra. And that's what the Rif is explaining, that the gavra has a mitzvah of lahadir. But as far as the lulav itself goes, it's not necessary. As far as the gavra goes, it's necessary. It's a chiyuv mamish, like we saw in Rashi. But derech zu, we can also explain the Yom Shel Shlomo that we quoted in an earlier shir, the second shir, the series. That the Yom Shel Shlomo says that since it's not a mitzvah essay, Sinyan of Hiddur. Therefore, there's no din of Sveik Daraisa L'chumra. We're talking about the Shitas HaRosh. But the Rosh says that we're just talking in the Gemara about the shear of the Chiyuv of Hiddur Mitzvah. Is it Milabar, Milagav, from the inside, from the outside? You compute it from, if we were dealing with money, let's say it's $30, so then if the hiddur is a third, then it would be $10. That's milagav from the inside or from the outside, meaning it's a third of the final sum, which is a larger sum. So we have a stuff about that, or if it's about the size of the lulav, is it milagav or milabar that you add a size, a third of the size? Akoponim, those are the, the Yom Shel Shlomo was saying that, and the Rif says, you don't have to go l'chumra. Now, what about Sveika Daraisa l'chumra? Why is there no Sveika Daraisa l'chumra? Says the Yom Shel Shlomo, v'tema, v'yachashim Sveika Daraisa l'zinim l'chumra. V'yachashim Sveika Daraisa v'yachashim v'yachashim rak mitzvah v'amal ha'adir ha-mitzvah. If the Rosh holds, it's not Daraisa, it's not a mitzvah essay, it's just a mitzvah be'alma l'hadir ha-mitzvah. What does that mean? So what it means is, the Hagdara of mitzvah be'alma says that it is not an inyan l'guf ha-mitzvah. In other words, that's what the Rabbeinu Alfas writes, miu agdina le lehidure be'alma. The eged is lehidur, meaning that it's not related to the guf ha-mitzvah. It's a chiyuv hanhog of the oise ha-mitzvah. That's the hidurei ba'alma klapei. The mitzvah itself, it's a mere hidur. because you don't have to do it. As far as the person goes, he has to do it, not as far as the mitzvah goes. So it could be that al chiyuv misuk hazeh, the Yamshel Shlomo writes kedas harosh, he himself argues. He writes bedas harosh that there's no din of sfeg d'oraisa l'chumra. Why is there no din of sfeg d'oraisa l'chumra if it is a chiyuv anhaga of the oiseh ha-mitzvah? That is based on what we explained at length. Moirai v'raboisei, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh mim a few years, or as they say in modern English, a few years ago, to give a series of shiurim on the topic of Hilchos Mamrim, and we're still in the middle of Maisa, of that beautiful, beautiful Hilchos Mamrim series. Mamrim hayisem im Hashem, you were so rebellious. Not you, the Jews. I mean, the Jews. So, we had a series on Hilchos Mamrim. We're mamish, it's pile plus, what can I tell you? It's not my own Torah, it's ani rak ma'avir hale Torat Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, v'kono gadol Rav David Zatzal. אז בשיעורים שלנו בהלכות מאמרים בחלק א', זאת אומרת, רמב״ם הלכות מאמרים פרק א', הלכה בייס, we spoke about the שיטת הרמב״ם, that there is לא סוסר על מצווס דה רבנן, even though there's a לא סוסר דוי רייסה, and all מצווס דה רבנן, nevertheless, ספקם לכולה. Nevertheless, we go to Kula. There's a lo sasar al mitzvahs to Rabbanan. There's a doiraisa and all the Rabbanans. They have to listen to the rabbis. And nevertheless, you go to Kula misafik. And the big kasha, everybody asks, how can that be? Svega doiraisa lechumra. Why aren't all the Rabbanans lechumra? Because they were all rooted according to the Rambam and lo sasar. So he writes, Moreinu Rabbeinu, that the yisod hevdel yeshno b'inyan she'alav ba mitzvah tasei o alo tasei. In other words, when are we going to decide if it's l'chumra or l'kula? What is the inyan about which this essay or lois essay is coming on? Not the azhara. If it's the azhara, so the azhara is the araisa. The azhara is the sasar. The azhara is a pasuk. But what's the inyan? What is it based on? What is this lo sasar? What is this? Where is this? The chiyuv, the azhara, the warning is d'oraisa. But what is this warning about? Is it about something d'oraisidik? Or is it about something d'rabbanadik? What's the inyan here? What's the matter at hand? Not the azhara. The azhara is definitely d'oraisa. What's the matter at hand? And the answer is, any d'rabbanan, the inyan is d'rabbanan. There's an inyan d'rabbanan to do this because the Torah didn't tell you to do it. So ein achinami. It's lo sasur, it's a pasuk. But even though the azhara, the warning, is the araisa, but the inyan, the idea, the notion, the concept, is rabbinic. Since the concept is rabbinic, so therefore you're going to go l'kula. So please, you can either look in the Sefer of Rabbeinu, Yad Melech Hilchos Mamrim Chelek Aleph Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, or you can listen to our shiurim, where we try to put it into words. So that's why you go there with suffix. So hu adin kein ukan. שאחרי שאינו מצוות עשה להדיע על נוי, שאז נאמר בתורה גם את עניין המצווה, שהוא היות הנוי במצוות, אלו הוא גילוי על הנהגה, כפי המבואר מהצורך בנוי, כשהתורה אומרת, זה כלי ואנבאו. מה התורה בעצם אומרת לך? התורה אומרת לך, איך האדם צריך להתנהג? That's זה כלי ואנבאו. אם התורה הייתה אומרת לך that the mitzvahs themselves have to be beautiful, then the inyan of beautiful mitzvahs comes from the Torah. But the Torah is not telling you here that the mitzvahs themselves have to be beautiful. The Torah is talking about you, your hishtadlus, your askus, to make it beautiful, your hachshava of the mitzvah. It's being megala, you're on hugga, which comes out of the necessity of noi. So it's an ashar of the Torah. There's no inyan of the Torah. Because the inyan, shehuzkar b'Torah al-noi, right, the inyan that the Torah is talking about noi is the object itself. That's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is on the person. So since the inyan of the chiyuv is not in the Torah, the inyan that was muskovet Torah of Noi, that's not the obligation. The obligation is on the person. Since the obligation is on the person and not in the Torah, maybe we can go to Kula. Just like Sveika Doraisa, Sveika Doravana, we go to Kula. Even though there's a low sasa, but Sveika Lakula, because the inyan is not in the Torah. So to hear the inyan of the iskaskas of the gavra is not in the Torah, and Memela, you can go to Kula. Maybe because the mitzvah itself, the beauty of the mitzvah itself, you can go to Kula. Because the inyan that's muska with Torah al noi, the object, is not where the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is on the gavra, and therefore you can't say that this chiyuv, the inyan of the chiyuv, is in the Torah. It's not. Because the Torah is talking about the object. And the inyan of the chiyuv, the inyan shalav ba chiyuv, this aspect of the gavra, the ishtadlus of the gavra, is not in the Torah. And therefore you can go lekula. ובדרך זו יש לפרש מה שכתב המאירי בשבת דף קוף למד ג' לעולם יהי אדם משתדל לקיים את המצוות בהידור ובנוי. A person should always be משתדל to be מקיים mitzvahs with beauty and splendor and beauty. דרך הערה אמרו Zekelivan Veyu Hisnah Lefan of Mitzvahs. So we have Zekelivan Veyu, which tells us that one should beautify himself before Hashem with Mitzvahs. That's Derech He'ara. That's just like a comment. That's like a Hisoirus. Zekelivan Veyu Hisnah Lefan of Mitzvahs. Sukana, Lulabna, Shefrana, Tzitzisna, Filinna, Sefetarana, Dioina, Ksibana. He's rachum, I'm rachum. So in other words, we have a mitzvah here to become beautiful for Hashem in mitzvahs. Sukana, Lulavna, Shefrana, Tzitzisna. Vanveyu means you should be like Hashem, Zekeli Vanveyu. You should be beautiful, you should be Racham, you should be Chanum. Ubepashtis mashma me'alosh and shalderech ayara amru. But it's only Yedin Derabbanim, how is it possible to say this? We see in Shabbos, Redech HaShabbos al Tzvanveyu. We saw in a previous year the Kashi the Maritz Chayis. It can't be a Din Derabbanan. It can't be that it's Doich HaShabbos al Tzedin Derabbanan. So it must be that it's Doich al Tzedin Reise. So if it's Doich al Tzedin Reise, then how can the Meiri say that it's Mitzad, that it's Derech HaOra? זו הקושיה. לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר, לדעת אם מאיר writes this lesson על דרך אור, הוא לא כלפי עיקר הדין, שהוא חיוב גמר. אלו על מה שנאמר הדבר בתורה, על עשייה באופן של נוי. עיקר הדין זה חיוב גמר. Otherwise, how's it דרך השבס? But Torah says there's an asiya ba'oifin shel noi. Ba'od she'ikar ha'davar eino b'noi she'b'davar. Ela b'ma she'katav amir sham b'tchilat varav al ha'ishtadlut shel adam she'ya kiyum b'idur. Ve'olam ye adam mishtadel l'kayem et ha'mitzvot b'idur u'b'noi. And Miri writes that a person should always be mishtadel to be mekayem mitzvahs b'hidur and b'noi. So that's the ikar. It's not the ikar adab is not benoy, the ishtadlus of a person. That's the covet that he's expressing by being mishtadl to make it beautiful. He's expressing covet and chashivas for the mitzvah. And in that the Miri writes, Sheterech he'ara l'anagat zo, yesh b'ma she'ne'amar hitna'e l'fanav, sukana d'haynu. Shemais ze she'ne'amar ala ofen hazeh, la'ir et ha'anyan hanalu. And we say, make it beautiful, it should be a sukana. This ma'aseh that was told to be done in this way is derech he'ara, is, in other words, it's to arouse this inyan of making a sukkana. Now, te'ara can be a comment, it could also be le'orer, le'ha'ir, to wake up, to arouse. So when it says derech he'ara amru, like this is a derech of like a cyrus. What's the cyrus? Like this. The ikar chiyuv is min haTorah, but the derech he'ara, that it's a way of being ma'orer people to do the mitzvah. They said sukkana lulavna. No, because that's just the toitzah. The chiyuv itself of mishtadel is midairaisa, and the derech he'ara is the toitzah of that dairaisa. That's how it's expressed. It's expressed in the sukkana. In other words, the Torah aroused this chiyuv in such a way. The Torah is ma'oros and Torah said van veir. It means being misna lefan of a mitzvah. So the yikr chiyuv is in the person. Right? You even see it, hisna, that you're becoming beautiful. It's a din in you. And this is being ma'or you to have a sukkana, a lulavna. But again, the etzem chiyuv is dairaisa. To do the shtadlis to make it beautiful is dairaisa. But derech ha'ara mizek keli manveh was not a fun of b'mitzvahs. Sukkana luluv na shayfer na tzitzisna. Right, all of these different things are ma'oru you that this chiyuv that you have to be mishtadl to make it beautiful, what's going to be the expression of that? Sukkana, etc. Not the derech ha'ara that it's not dairaisa. It's dairaisa. Here he's not talking about the chiyuv. The chiyuv, the rice is the yishtadlus of the person. And then derech ha'ara, derech ha'sayrus, it's ma'ur you, to make a sukkana lulavna, because that's the toitza of your yishtadlus. By the way, the Me'iri uses this lashon a lot, of derech ha'ara. So he means that ein lavin et hadvarim milulit. You shouldn't understand it literally, but it's explaining an idea that isn't explicit. That's derech he'ara. So it could be ma'or you, or it's commenting to you, it's showing you something, but it's just something not explicit. So again, that implies that that's not the vanveu. The answer is no. Mitzad the yishtadlus of adi hatu mishtad. Mitzad the toitzah, that the sukkana, that's something that comes out of your shtadlus, but the ikar chiyuv is on the gavra. He has to be mishtadl to make it beautiful. Okay, so that is our tenth offering. Next time around, Yitz Hashem, very, very special shir plan. We're going to discuss the machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur, Kesher l'Neiros Chanukah, Tzitz and Shein HaMa'akvin, Beis Halevi, the Brisker Rav, beautiful, beautiful Torah. So please stay tuned, and we are going to see more and more neflos in Torahs Hashem. Zlat Hashem, and I mode lechem meod meod sheheezantem. Toda rabba rabba, shalom, shalom.